Welcome back to Texans Huddle. So with the quarterback situation as it played out in Indianapolis, the Houston Texans were forced to make a move. We all know he's coming home.
Yes, Case Keenum coming back. And boy, was he electrifying in his first couple of starts last year, throwing for, in the first three games actually, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. Spends the entire offseason here, but they release him after that last preseason game, and Case ends up on the St. Louis Rams and their organization, ultimately on their practice squad, and the Texans are lucky that he was on the practice squad. That means they could pluck him off there and put him right on their active roster, and he's a guy who knows the offense, Patty. That is gold, because even though Thad Lewis has been here for 3 weeks, it's only been 3 weeks, and he hasn't been getting starters reps or even backup reps for that matter, so it's very important to have Case Keenum here for this game.
Yeah, well, Case is looking forward to his opportunity, and here's what he had to say to the media.
It means a lot. You know, this is home. This is home for me, and, you know, I heard a coach say the other day that I really admire, you know, when I die, they're going to bury me in Texas, you know. They're not going to bury me in St. Louis, so, you know, I'm very thankful for you know, the opportunity, you know, that the Rams gave me. And, you know, I learned a lot, you know, as far as defenses go, offensive, and just football in general. And it was a great organization, great team up there. You know, and I really enjoyed my time up there, but I'm very excited to be back.
Well, Mark, whether it is Thad Lewis or Case Keenum, one guy who knows Case very well, his mentor, the man who pretty much taught him everything he knows, and that's Gary Kubiak. That's who we'll be seeing this weekend.
Yeah, and Gary Kubiak knows Case Keenum. He knows a lot of the defensive personnel, and he's doing a great job with the Ravens as their offensive coordinator. In fact, Joe Flacco is having his best year statistically under Gary Kubiak. Justin Forsett, former Texan, top 5 rusher in the National Football League. Justin Forsett running the ball so well. But that's what the Ravens are doing. They're running that Kubiak system, Owen Daniels catching passes, a lot of familiar names, Jacoby Jones. This is going to be very interesting. And you know Gary Kubiak wants to win here very badly.
Well, absolutely. But we have our very own little practice squad plant on our team, don't
right.
we?
Yes, John Simon, who was originally drafted by the Ravens. I wonder if they've had him under a hot light in an interrogation room all week long trying to get some info on the Ravens. And I know you had him under some hot lights in an interview recently.
Okay, well, let's talk about your first start last week. You know, really, you made such an impact in such a short period of time here. But what did it mean for you to get your first start and, you know, in this, a game that was as big as this one?
Well, it was exciting, and unfortunately, it came due to an injury from a good player that we have. And but I was excited to be out there and get my first official start, and unfortunately, we couldn't get the win.
But take us back to when you came here. I mean, you're one of those guys that Rick Smith found off the practice squad in Baltimore coming here. I think it was maybe week 6 before the Colts game. And it was kind of interesting because I think you came in, like, got in early on a Tuesday morning. That was a Thursday night game. Just kind of the whirlwind of what that was like. And then you actually came in, had a sack, I think, and made quite an impact.
Yeah, that was a crazy day. I got the phone call early in the morning, so I had a flight booked within. They said it takes off in about 3 hours, so I had to get everything packed as soon as I could, and it just turned out my flight was delayed for about 9 hours. You guys had a huge storm, so I was just sitting at the airport all day, but I couldn't complain because I was pretty excited. And then coming here to Houston, it was a whirlwind, so trying to get the playbook down as fast as I could in a day and a half period, because like you said, the game was on Thursday, but it was an exciting time.
How much of a transition has it been just to go, number one, from, you know, defensive scheme to defensive scheme just from a different way, and here a guy that came out of school as a defensive end and making the transition to linebacker?
Well, it's definitely a transition, and I've been fortunate that I had some great coaches over in Baltimore who helped me with that transition, and then having Mike Vrabel now, who I had in college and knows how I work and knows how to teach me, and having a guy who's, you know, been in the league for so long and be able to pick his brain, it's making the transition very smooth.
Talk a little bit about your relationship with Mike. As you said, you were with him at Ohio State. Just kind of what he meant to you, means to you, and what he brings to this defense.
Well, he's a terrific person, and that's not just football, just family man also. And I got to know him really well when he came to Ohio State and coach. Always watched him play in the NFL when I was younger, just like watching the Buckeyes play in the NFL. But to be able to pick his brain every day and seeing how someone who's been through it before and did it well, not just made it through, but did it extraordinarily well, and being able to see what he thinks about certain things and what he thought about the game and trying to instill that in my own game.
All right, you've said Ohio State a couple times now, so we have to talk a little bit about that. Just, you know, how cool is it to see your team, your alma mater, being able to play for a national championship?
Well, it is exciting. So they got a big game coming up, and hopefully they'll get the job done. I think they're going to have to play well like they did a couple weeks ago, and they should be all right.
And you were part of the whole J.J. Watt donning that sweatshirt last week?
I was a slight part of that, yes, ma'am.
Let's talk a little bit about you were a quarterback back in high school?
For a year and a half, yeah, till my sophomore year.
And that was at a school, Cardinal Mooney, in Ohio, kind of known for Stoops, Pelini's, I believe. Just kind of talk about being a quarterback there and, you know, how you ended up over on the other
side. Well, I used to be pretty lean, so I always wanted to be the quarterback, and I always appreciated the offensive side of the ball. And then my sophomore year, the coach said, there's an opening on the defensive line if you want to start. It's available for you. So I jumped at that chance because I wanted to be a starter and contribute to the team, and really just fell in love with the defensive side of the ball, and just kind of kept improving on a daily basis. I played nose tackle, so it was a little different for me because I wasn't the biggest guy on the field. But just to be able to know that I can contribute to the team was a huge reason on taking that role.
Being on the practice squad for Baltimore, now the Ravens coming into town this weekend, help at all? Is there an advantage there?
Well, I'm trying to help as best I can. So it's an exciting thing, but we're just preparing for it just like any other game. We got a good team coming into town. We're going to have to prepare each and every day, take the advantage of every meeting we have, and make sure that we're ready to go.
Are you able to share anything with the rest of the defense, with Romeo Crennel, with anyone, or anything that you think can help?
Well, I know some of the personnel over there and how players play and maybe some of, you know, formations and things like that. But our coaches do such a good job on breaking down the film. They already knew it by the time I came in.
So these two games left, this team not mathematically eliminated by any stretch, yet a tough road to hoe here with that loss against the Colts last week. What is the mindset and the mind frame finishing these two games out for you guys?
Well, these are two playoff games for us, so we're going to have to do everything in our power to win these games, and that's what we're doing each and every day, each and every meeting.
So John Simon was trying to fit in as an outside linebacker with the Ravens, and he's found a home here for now with the Texans. And, man, they're good at outside linebacker. Elvis Dumervil has 17 sacks. You look at Terrell Suggs, one of the very best in the game. They're very dangerous, Patty.
Yeah, well, our little defense isn't too shabby either.
That's
so
true.
I'm not concerned about them. All right, we've got to take another timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we're going to get a little bit in the holiday spirit. Stay with us.